prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, building a superhuman nation one person at a time. That is the goal of the show, to change and save lives. I am only interested in the truth because lies will just shorten my life. So I really work hard not to have any biases about anything that I do. I really do. Those of you who have been listening to the show for 13 years now know that I've changed my position on a lot of things as new science comes out. And then I don't just trust science exclusively, right? I look at, I apply critical thinking. What do I already know? Does this contradict what I already know to be true? If it does, I don't change what I know to be true. I stick with my guns. And as a result, if I shorten my life, it'll be my own choices and decisions that got me there and not some doctor who misled me or some study that had a bias. So I'm really excited about today's guest. It's me. I'm doing this show solo today. And really, the reason I'm doing this show at all is because I did an interview with Tom Bilyeu recently on health theory. And it was so gracious of him to even have me on the show. And I was excited and I tried to deliver and I think I did deliver. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from the people who have watched the interview, saying that it's actually one of the best that Tom has produced for health theory. And the YouTube channel is blowing up, and it's blown up with questions. And I thought, you know, I'm going to comment and answer. And this question came from Candace Martin. And it's really the reason I'm doing today's show, so you could thank her. She said, first off, I love this segment, but just curious, does Carl have any concerns about skin cancer? And I did comment back and say, no, and here's why. And I said, and I'm going to do a show about this on Monday because it dawned on me that it amazes me how many people don't understand what actually causes skin cancer. And most of that is because the truth is being drowned out by agenda-driven pharmaceuticals and the orthodoxy, the medical orthodoxy, the dermatologist, the dermatological orthodoxy that promotes this notion that sun is the cause of skin cancer. So first, let's identify the word cause, right? We know in research there's correlations, which means these two things seem to happen a lot awfully together side by side. And then there's causality, which means this thing here caused that thing there. So correlations just show side by side, statistical references that things kind of line up together, right? We've joked about this. If epidemiologists were tasked with learning what causes house fires, they'd say fire trucks cause house fires because every time 100% there's house fires, there's a fire truck. So clearly, the presence of a fire truck at a house fire must indicate causality, but it doesn't. It indicates the correlation. They just both happen at the same time. But one of them is happening first, and that is where we can find causality. The thing that actually happens first to trigger the event or the phenomenon. This is what we want to know about when we talk about skin cancer. And so just the way a book of matches doesn't start a house fire, it takes something to start the house fire. It takes someone striking the match and lighting the curtains. That is the cause of the house fire. But it's not the book of matches, even though they were the flame that was used. And I'm going to show you today. And I believe that when we're done with this, you will feel confident that you understand how to protect yourself from ever getting skin cancer. And it's so simple. And it's so simple. Before I get started, of course, I have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Right now, you can get six of their top-selling sports nutrition products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX Sports banner ad. You will put your name and address for them to ship you a box, and you will pay $5 and change for shipping. But that's truly the shipping cost because you get, like, literally tens of dollars worth of product. Because Dr. Jeff Galini believes that no one should buy anything till they've tried it, and so he puts his money where his mouth is because he believes that once you try it, you'll want to buy it. So, okay, so I know this discussion is really late for summer. When I decided to do the show, I was like, Carl, you're such a stooge. You should have did this in May. Like, that was the time to do this. It's not really an exciting discussion today because the sun is going away and people are going indoors. But what you do over the next year before the sun comes back out again will determine whether or not you're going to be more prone to skin cancer when the sun comes out. So in reality, this is probably the best time to talk about this. And you'll understand why I say that. The sun is an unwilling participant in the development of skin cancer. There are lots of things that are being aligned, showing correlations to skin cancer. The sun is one of them. I'm going to prove that the sun is correlating with skin cancer. It's not actually causing it. But we're also seeing research coming out that shows that artificial light may be contributing to some forms of skin cancer. We're also seeing that radio frequencies, and when I talk about radio frequencies, I talk about the higher the radio frequency, the higher degree of ionizing it does. And ionizing leads to oxidation. So the old two-way radios that were 460 megahertz, they really didn't produce a lot of energy. And they were not in that realm of where they could actually have an effect on cells. They do have an effect on cells, don't get me wrong. But not to the degree the higher waveforms do. Like once you get above 1 gigahertz, you know, that's 900 megahertz and above. 1 gig to most cordless phones at home are like 4.6 gigs. These are very high frequencies. These are close to microwave. They're closer to microwave than they are to VHF, like your old TV set. Okay. And there is some evidence that this soup of RF that we live in from our routers, our cell phones, our Bluetooth, our Wi-Fis, and then your neighbor's duplicate equipment and their neighbor and everybody around you. And we literally live in a soup of RF today. And there are some correlations being made successfully with RF exposure and changes in the skin that lead to skin cancers. But my argument right now, if I just use critical thinking, is if these things cause skin cancer, absolutely. Let me give you a stupidly astonishing analogy. It's so ridiculous that you're going to say, Carl, but really think about it. If someone takes a gun and shoots you in the heart, you will most definitely die. I would imagine that 100% of all gunshot wounds to the heart end in fatality. Okay? So this is actual evidence of cause and effect. The bullet pierces the heart explodes, the person dies 100% of the time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If sun and RF were the causes of skin cancer, then 100% or someplace close to 100% of the population exposed to these things would get skin cancer. And what I'm arguing here is that it's not the sun, or at least it's not the sun alone. There is something else afoot here that is truly the reason some people get skin cancer and some people are actually protected against it. Because otherwise, if it was, you know, exclusive. Oh yeah, no. Look, 100% of people get shot in the heart, they die. We know gunshot wound to the heart, death. But not 100% of the people who lay out in the sun get skin cancer. So there's got to be something else at work here. We can all agree with that, at least, I would imagine, I think. So let me take you down a little road to start to build a foundation of where I'm going to be going today. Recently, I have been using a new super turmeric supplement. I love it. And Elisa will tell you, when I love something, I overdo it. Like madness. And I did that with this turmeric supplement because I'm a big believer in taking high doses of things early on. Like the first time I find something, a supplement that's purported to do this, I'll actually take like 3 or 4 times the dose, assuming that it's not like caffeine or something that's going to overstimulate me or kill me. And see, I look to see if I can feel anything. Do I feel anything remotely like what is being promised about this? Now, not all supplements stand up to this. Things like beta-alanine you got to load with, creatine you got to load with. So I observe those loading periods. But things that aren't purported that, oh, you don't have to load with turmeric. Turmeric is supposed to start causing a reduction in inflammation like immediately. And so I'm like, okay, so that means that if I like triple the dose of this actual high-performing, high-quality turmeric product, it's actually standardized using Sabinsa's C3 turmeric, which is standardized for the curcumoid content. This is like pharmaceutical turmeric, and I'm taking it every day, and I'm actually noticing some things like inflammatory response. I lose a bunch of body of water. I attribute that to reduction in edema. We know edema makes tissue hold water. Like I just lost 1.5 pounds like overnight, just when I, around the third day I was using it. I was like, ah, this is interesting. So I keep using it. Okay. So one morning I was giving myself my morning peptide shots, and Elisa looked at the towel, the paper towel that I had folded into a swab, put alcohol on it to just dab the skin where I was going to do my injection that morning. And she said, what's all that yellow stuff on that paper towel? I looked at it, and I looked at my hands, and I didn't really see anything on my hands. I said, I don't know. I wonder if, well, let me see something. So I got a fresh alcohol, I made another pad like that with the paper towel, put the alcohol on it. I said to Elisa, pick that up and rub it on your hands. And she did, and she put it down. It was fine. It didn't change colors. It was still the white paper towel. The ink wasn't running in the paper towel, so it wasn't that. I pick up the same thing. I just take it between my index finger, my middle finger, and my thumb and just kind of spin it around a little bit, and then I put it down, and it's all yellow. Like yellow, yellow. And she goes to me, how much of that turmeric are you taking? I says, well, I'm taking like a triple dose every day. And I'm like, oh, sure, it's getting into my skin. This makes perfect sense. I had a friend in Las Vegas named Tom. He actually owned the ad agency that I used for my cellular telephone company. But he also taught Weight Watchers on the side, and he had lost like 100 pounds. And Tom, we used to laugh about Tom because Tom always had carrots. He said the thing that saved him and made him lose all his weight was that when he was hungry, he just ate carrots. So he literally ate carrots all day long. I kid you not. And we would all joke because Tom's skin had a kind of reddish yellow color to it. And we knew it was from the carrots he ate. The carotenoids get into your skin. We know this. There is actually a supplement company. It's an MLM, and they have this really sophisticated device that it's kind of like some sort of light refractor that they put it on your skin, and they can tell you the amount of carotenoids in your skin because their whole pitch is antioxidants can be antioxidant saturation can be seen by testing the skin, because if the skin is showing it, then all the other organs have it too. And it's actually a plausible idea, but it's just too bad that they turned it into a money-grubbing MLM. We all know that when we eat a lot of garlic, it comes out of your skin. I mean, it's coming out of your skin. It's not like coming from the center of your body, like your body is some empty shell, and all there is the shell and skin. So whatever's in there floating around kind of permeates through the skin. No, it's actually making its deposition in your skin, and the sulfuronic acid, I think it's called, is coming out of your skin because it's in your skin. Anybody who's gone on a bender for a weekend knows that when your liver becomes overcome with alcohol consumption, you start to smell like alcohol. It starts coming out of your skin. And that's because the liver can't clear it out of the blood fast enough, so it actually starts to get delivered to all the organs in your body and, of course, your skin. So you see where I'm going with this so far, right? We know that what we put in our mouth is deposited in every cell in our body, including your skin. Now, there is evidence that there are things that you could consume that will protect your skin against getting skin cancer. Wow, that's a novel idea. So something you take and put in your mouth makes it all the way to your skin and protects you from getting skin cancer. We're going to pick it up on the other side with that because this is going to get real interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Hi, I'm Ashley Gray, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production, and that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. It's funny, on the because of that liner, brawn and brains finally meet, someone on the YouTube post of the show I did with Tom Bilyeu said, there's something hilarious about the fact that he sounds like he's in the mafia, but he's so intelligent. So I thought that was funny. Anyway, I never think of myself as sounding like I was in the mafia, but I guess there's some ethnicity there, being Italian and being from Brooklyn. Anyway, okay, so I think we all can agree now, right, that what you eat gets into your skin, and there's examples of it that you've experienced in your own life. We don't need a study to show this, but there are studies. There are studies. And the most profound studies that are done are on what are called retinoids, vitamin A, real vitamin A, you know, retinal palmitate. And I'm going to talk about two different types of vitamin A today, because there's some evidence that rubbing vitamin A supplements on your skin actually can cause skin cancer. Yes. Look, we did not evolve rubbing vitamin A on our skin. We evolved eating vitamin A in our diet from the animals that we ate. And Dr. Chris Masterjohn was one of the first people to ever talk about vitamin A and its importance, and he juxtaposed it against vitamin D and said, if you're taking lots of vitamin D, you need to take lots of vitamin A too. And he's been shown now, as we fast forward today, I mean, I'm talking about like maybe 10 years ago I had him on the show talking about vitamin A. Vitamin A is required for stem cell differentiation. If you have stem cells in your body and they're trying to repair something and you are depleted of real vitamin A, I don't mean beta carotene, because beta carotenes and carotenoids don't always convert to vitamin A, to real vitamin A. But in and of themselves, they have protective effects in the skin, and we'll get into that. But if you have stem cells and they're not repairing tissue and you don't have vitamin A in your body, part of the reason they can't differentiate is because of the lack of vitamin A. So there's lots of studies that look at retinoids in the prevention of cancer. All sorts of cancers, lung cancer, but most notably skin cancer. Retinol has a profound effect on the skin. This is why they put it in a lot of cosmetics, but getting it through your skin is inappropriate from an evolutionary standpoint. Getting it through your gut is where you need to do it. And women who are worried about their skin that are taking retinol creams now need to stop taking the retinol creams and start taking real retinal palmitate, 10,000 IUs a day. That's not a harmful dose. Part of the problem with vitamin A goes back to, you know, this constant underlying theme within the medical orthodoxy that people are too stupid to care for themselves. People are too stupid to understand this stuff. So they just say, oh, vitamin A is toxic. Well, yeah. The only people that have ever been killed from vitamin A toxicity ate polar bear liver, and apparently the outer membrane of the polar bear liver is where like 80% of the vitamin A resides. Well, these people didn't know. They were probably hunter-gatherer types, and they killed a polar bear, and they ate his liver, and they died. The cells in their liver actually burst from the deposition, the excess deposition of vitamin A. So that happened, and then it was like, oh, vitamin A is dangerous. No, eating polar bear liver is dangerous. Tell people the truth. They'll figure things out. So people avoid vitamin A. They go, oh, it's fat soluble. Big deal. Big deal. So anyway, the pathway, if you take a retinal palmitate supplement, for instance, it actually undergoes three different conversions. And I'm trying to remember what they are. Yeah, let me see. I may have written them down. But anyway, it undergoes three different conversions to become what it needs to become. So it starts out as retinol. It turns into retinal, A-L, right? R-E-T-I-N-O-L turns to R-E-T-I-N-A-L, and then ultimately retinoic acid. And the latter is the final step in the journey of conversion for vitamin A. So it makes perfect sense that if you rub vitamin A cream on you, which is retinol, it's not going to turn to retinal or retinoic acid. Now, they may be using retinoic acid at the final stage, but your skin was never designed to absorb it from the outside in. It's designed to absorb it from the inside out, because that's what 1.8 million years of evolution has acted upon us. So don't rub vitamin A cream on your skin. Don't. Take vitamin A, real vitamin A, or eat foods that are very, very high in vitamin A and eat them often. Okay, so the most profound cancer preventive effects of any supplement, and I call it a supplement because you can get it in a supplement form, taken orally, and I'm specifying that for those of you who are going to go, well, I have vitamin A cream, I rub it on my skin, I'm protected. No, you're not. Environmental Working Group put together a list of research that shows that they're calling for the manufacturers of sunblocks to take the vitamin A out of the sunblocks, because it may actually be why sunblock seems to correlate with higher rates of skin cancer. A lot of people think it's because the particulate, the nanoparticles of oxides that they put in there, titanium oxide, are actually getting into the skin, and they are. There's no doubt about it. And those could actually be contributing to skin cancer as well, because they upregulate oxidative stress in the production of reactive oxygen species. Now, all these things that go wrong in the skin because the skin isn't protected are a result of hyperoxidation. But I'm going to show you here in a couple minutes now. We're going to take a transition here in a second. So I want to just wrap up the fact that we all agree that things we eat gets into the skin, and we all can agree that this research actually shows that vitamin A is protective of skin cancer. Go to PubMed and just Google skin cancer and vitamin A, and then set aside the rest of the day to start reading studies. There's studies that show that they actually looked at people. There was one study that had 3,000 plus people in it, all who had a certain type of melanoma, and they tested their skin for vitamin A. They had the lowest vitamin A out of like the general population. They were way, way below what is considered safe levels of vitamin A. So we see that vitamin A protects against cancer, skin cancer. We see that when vitamin A isn't there, there's a higher risk of developing skin cancer. So we can all agree vitamin A should be something that people should be aware of, making sure they get enough of it in their diet. Another one happens to be vitamin C. Vitamin C has a direct effect on collagen production in the skin. Collagen has been shown to actually wrap up around single tumor cells and keep them from metastasizing. They don't dock and then grow little friends. And then they get carried out after the collagen wraps around them and sequesters them. And I would also imagine that the antioxidant effects of vitamin C play a role. Because what we understand about skin cancer is this. It all starts the same way. It starts by a mutation of the DNA. And we know where the mutation comes from. The mutation comes from oxidative stress. We know this already. They know this in science. They know it. And they propose that sun is actually causing oxidative stress to increase, which it does through its, what is considered, It's photo progression or photokinetics that it actually, because you're basically cooking with UV and heat the things that are in your cell. And so the overwhelming oxidation when exposed to sun can actually be buttressed against by making sure you have enough retinol, vitamin C, and eat lots of colorful vegetables and carrots and get lots of carotenoids in your diet. That's it. That protects you against developing cancer in the skin. The lack of it puts you at higher risk. And we understand this very well. And it's so effective. If you start to dig into the research, you go, why the F aren't dermatologists telling their patients who are high risk of skin cancer, especially like if you're real light skinned, you can't take this, you don't have any real protection against solar light, like I'm very dark skinned. Why aren't the dermatologists telling their patients who have come in with skin cancer, like, hey, we need to look at your diet? And it's a rhetorical question because I can answer it for myself. Elisa was telling me about a doctor recently who just graduated from Harvard who admitted that he's only gotten 90 minutes total of nutritional science. Like, that's it. That's all the course. He just graduated from medical school. Is it any wonder why doctors don't talk about nutrition? It's not because they can't. It's because they feel unable to. They feel inadequate to. They're not going to tell you about nutrition when they've learned nothing about it. Now, some doctors go on and teach themselves. And those are good doctors. It's hard to find them, but those are good doctors. There's a lot of doctors out there that understand the linkage between diet and diseases. And one of those diseases is skin cancer. And we're going to take a break, and when I come back, we're going to get deeper into some research that shows you other things that put you at a high risk of skin cancer. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who fit into this category. So stay tuned.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new transformation challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I want to repeat a couple things at the beginning of this segment that we talked about earlier to make sure that these stay front and center as you're thinking about this stuff. Not everybody who's exposed to the sun or RF gets skin cancer. And not everyone who uses sunblock ridiculously, continuously, to protect themselves against skin cancer is protected against skin cancer, because a lot of people who use sunblock get skin cancer anyway. So it's got to be something else. It has to be something else. The idea that we keep talking about the sun is just silly. It really is. And if this is true, people by the equator would have the highest degree of skin cancer, and they don't. Isn't that interesting? And the medical orthodoxy knows this. The Dermatological Society knows this. The Skin Cancer Foundation knows this. Because if you go to skincancer.org and you look and search for search the word diet and skin cancer, there's a really well-done article. And it's worded properly, too. You see dermatologists twice a year for a full-body skin exam. You wear a wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses outside and stay under an umbrella at the beach or pool. You always use an SPF 15 or higher sunscreen whenever you go outdoors, readily, and at least every 2 hours you're reapplying. You avoid tanning beds like the plague. After all of those precautions, is there anything more that you can do to avoid skin cancer? Think about this. If all of those things worked, that second paragraph wouldn't start out with, after all of those precautions, is there anything more you can do to avoid skin cancer? That sentence says, all that is probably not working for some of you. Is there anything else you can do? And then they go on to talk about the diet. And they don't get it right. They get it okay, you know, but they don't get it right. Because what they really ignore and they stay away from, they talk about polyphenols and omega-3 fatty acids. They talk about vitamin C. They talk about beta carotene, but not real vitamin A. Why, folks? You know why? Because everybody's afraid of real vitamin A. They think it's toxic. It's not toxic. Just don't eat polar bear livers. That's all. And you're good. Selenium. They talk about vitamin D. They talk about vitamin E. They talk about zinc. They talk about all these things that you can take, and they're right. They're right. But In the words of a brilliant man named Ron Penna, sometimes it's not what you add to your diet, it's what you remove from your diet that has the greatest impact on your life and your health. And whenever I apply that overlay onto things, I start to ask questions, well, are there any foods that actually could contribute to the production of free radicals? And there are. There's a lot of them. The most notable are the fats and oils that we use today instead of animal fats. They all come up as being promoters of free radicals, of oxidative stress. Now, remember, folks, everything you put in your mouth gets in your skin. So if you're doing all the rapeseed, well, it's not rape, what do they call it? They call it canola oil, right? If you're doing all the canola oil and you're doing all the soybean oil, you're using all those really crappy oils. They are getting into your skin. They have been shown to cause free radicals, cause oxidative stress. If you're eating a lot of processed meats, it's not meat, folks. It's not meat. So what I've discovered, and I understand, it's not the nitrates or the nitrites either, folks, because celery's got that. Celery's good for you. When they make these products, they render them at extremely high heats. And the emerging research on high heat cooking of meats is showing that they produce carcinogens. They become, for lack of better foods, non-food foods. I just made that up on the spot. Because high heat cooking denatures the meat and changes it so dramatically that it actually has the ability to turn them into AGEs, advanced glycation end products. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes anyway. Because I can tell you who's got the greatest risk of skin cancer. And I can tell you how to look at a person and look at their skin and know it. And it's not because they have light skin either, but I'll tell you in a second. So processed meats, alcohol. Yeah, alcohol gets into your skin. We know that, right? If you gone out and drank for 2 days in a row, somebody will say, geez, you reek of alcohol. Yeah, it's in your skin and it's coming out. You've become one of those deodorizer wicks. So these are the things that have been cited as promoting free radicals. But there's other foods, too. We just don't know it. And so there's a phenomenon that we're starting to understand about in the prevention of cancer in the skin. And it's called photocarcinogenesis. I like to call it photokinetics of foods. So there are things that when you expose them to the light of the sun, not just from the heat, but the actual wavelengths that the sun possesses will turn them into carcinogens. Holy crap. Holy crap. So there are foods out there that people are eating regularly, and I can tell you they're always going to be manufactured foods. Always, 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 right? And of course, the oils, we already know those are horrible oils, that they lead to all sorts of problems. It doesn't surprise me that they're linked to a higher risk of skin cancer. Yeah, because they get into your skin. But there are a host of artificial ingredients today that are in foods. We have no idea of their photokinetics. We have no idea if they are photocarcinogenic. We have no idea that when they're deposited in our skin, if the stimulation from the wavelengths of light are going to cause them to cause so much havoc in the cell that the DNA mutates and the mitochondria fails. And that's what actually happens. The DNA mutates after the mitochondria fails. And this is perfect reason why, because the mitochondria is trying to produce energy. It's putting off its own free radicals. For all we know, these additives may be fouling up. Heck, I got to believe they are fouling up the mitochondria. So maybe they're powerful mitochondrial uncouplers, and they're causing the mitochondria to have to work harder, and the mitochondria fails, and it switches over to anaerobic respiration. We know that that's the first step of cancer. This all makes sense. I mean, the mitochondria is trying to get rid of its oxidative stress. And if the cell isn't prepared to do that, in fact, if the cell is promoting greater oxidative stress, that mitochondria is going to fail. It's going to break. That's where cancer starts. Dr. Thomas Seyfried's whole book, Cancer is a Metabolic Disorder, he focuses on the changes that occur in the mitochondria that then change the DNA. And he's done the research on it. They did the study where they actually took the DNA out of a cancer cell and put it in a cell with a healthy functioning mitochondria, and the DNA changed back to healthy. Then they took the mitochondria from a cancer cell and put it into a healthy cell, and the DNA mutated in the healthy cell. So we know the mitochondria breaks first. Well, the oxidative stress destroys the mitochondria, and antioxidants help it. You know, I don't know if you believe the whole study with the rodents that was done on C60, the strongest antioxidant in the world, not available for human use. A lot of you still use it. I know that. I've had emails from people. I'm out of it. But they attributed that mouse's long life to the reduction in oxidative stress and mitochondrial function. Don't forget, Dr. Aubrey de Grey talks about the mitochondrial function, the theory of aging. That's the mitochondria that slowly gets broken that leads to aging. And, well, aging is associated with higher degrees of cancer, skin and every cancer. So oxidative stress triggers the mitochondria to change, and then cancer starts to grow. Taking the right types of antioxidants can actually protect you against that. But also, eliminating foods that you know to be contributors to this oncogenesis, to the changes in a cell that end up leading to the production, the development of cancer, skin cancer we're talking about, of course. But keep this in mind. All the studies that look at free radicals and cancer, they don't just cite skin cancer. It's all cancers we're talking about, but skin cancer is no different. In fact, I found a study that was actually looking at clinical application of two different databases to show which one would produce the best results in a study. And they just so happened to look at type 2 diabetes and cancer. And ultimately, whether you looked at the one database or the other, 83% or 94%, the rate of skin cancer in diabetics. One database had 43,585. The other one had 47,435. The first one showed 83% of the skin cancer patients had type 2 diabetes. The other one showed 94%. So I mentioned advanced glycation end products. We know that people who suffer from type 2 diabetes, they get these, and we just shorten them to an acronym called AGEs. We've talked about AGEs on this show numerous times for different reasons. So when people have type 2 diabetes and their blood sugar is high and their insulin is high, this is actually a great environment. You have all of the vascular growth factors that are driven by insulin that affect vascularization even in tumors turned up. And then you have the development of AGEs, which appear to cause a powerful oxidative stress load on the cell. And then, of course, the mitochondria mutates, and then the whole process starts. When I was a kid, my mother, she was a beautician. She used to do makeup for women, color their hair, cut their hair, and all that sort of stuff. The Italian women, she used to take their mustaches off. They used to come to the house, "Flory, I got too much hair on my lip." And she would use the depilatory wax and tear their mustaches off. That's the plight of being an Italian woman. What are you going to do? So when when she was working with those things. Oh, wait a minute. I want to change the subject here. Hold on a second. I want to back up. I want to take a break. I missed something. I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up on the other side. I promise to keep the interest going. And we're going to start to talk about what people need to do to avoid ever developing skin cancer in a greater degree. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to SOMNIFIX.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, I'm going to pick it up where I left off, and then I'm going to cover a question that something I should have covered a little bit earlier. Kirkland Warletti just reminded me, and I missed it in the last segment. So when these women would come over, my mother would talk about they had age spots. And some people call them liver spots. Oh, as you get older, you get age spots and you get liver spots. But I noticed that not everybody got age spots and liver spots when I was a kid. It was always really the heaviest women that got these age spots or liver spots. And some of them even had, well, my mother used to call them skin tags on their necks. Brown, little brown, they look like mushrooms growing out of their necks. The reason I point this out is people who have age spots or liver spots, those are actually AGEs, advanced glycation end products that are being caught in the skin. I can guarantee you that out of 9 people, out of 10 people that have age spots, 8 of them are at least pre-diabetic. The more uncontrolled your blood sugar is, the more of these AGEs, or let's keep age spots, you'll get all over your body. You know what they look like. They're kind of big and come in all different types of shapes. They're very flat. They're brown, like the color of coffee with cream in it. But then that depends on your skin color starting out. Very fair-skinned people, they just look like really huge freckles. And those of us who have a little bit more melanin in our skin, they kind of look darker. Like I said, like the color of coffee with cream in it. If you're getting these and you're not checking your blood sugar, you should start. If you're getting these and you don't know what your HbA1c is, you should find out. Because I'm willing to bet you're going to find out that your blood sugar is up in the above 85 most of the time, even fasted. And, you know, people who are in the 90s, diabetes starts at 125 milligrams a liter of sugar. So if you're in the 90s, 95, I mean, you're knocking on that door. You're pre-diabetic. And we know from research that pre-diabetes does all the same things full-blown diabetes does, except it just takes longer. So people who have type 2 diabetes have the highest risk of skin cancer. Well, if you are pre-diabetic, then you probably have a fairly high risk of skin cancer as well. Because of the glucose, because of the insulin, because of the advanced glycation that's taking place in your skin. Now, Kirkland Willetti reminded me, I didn't talk about the differences in skin tones, right? So there's a lot of Scandinavian people that they're literally so white you could see their blood vessels. And then there's people like me all the way to African-American people. I mean, I'm very dark. I'm darker than some of my African-American friends, which makes me proud. And I am protected against skin cancer because my people came from near the equator. And they spent a lot more time in the sun, probably working in the fields. So I am somewhat protected against skin cancer because I evolved under a lot of sun exposure. In fact, I even have higher vitamin D3 binding protein because my people spent so much time in the sun that they had to have mechanisms to keep their D3 from getting too high. Think about that. I would imagine African Americans have the same thing. And if you're fair skinned, you definitely have a higher risk. But not all fair skinned people who go in the sun get skin cancer. So that comes back to correlation and causality again. So what are those people who are fair skinned, who go out in the sun, they get as tan as they can get, but they don't develop skin cancer, have going on differently than the fair-skinned person who goes out in the sun one time and gets skin cancer? Comes back to diet, folks. Comes back to diet. The cause of skin cancer is your diet. It's not the sun. The Book of Matches didn't light the house on fire. It didn't put the match to the curtain. A person did. The person is causing the house fire, not the matches. Your diet is causing your skin cancer, not the sun. It's a fact. Even skincancer.org knows it. Your dermatologist knows it. Why aren't they talking to you about this? When you come in and you have something biopsied and they go, it's not cancerous, but you know, you're getting a lot of these age spots and you're getting a lot of like skin tags and stuff. And this is evidence that there's stuff in your skin doesn't like. Let's look at your diet. Unfortunately, if they turn to the American Dietetic Association, they'll just tell you to keep eating the food you're eating. So what to do, what to do, what to do? Well, the first thing that you should consider doing is making sure you get more vitamin A, real vitamin A in your diet. Don't rub it on your skin. Swallow it. And carotenoids. Another such antioxidant that's been shown to have protective effects on the skin are xanthans, right? So methyl xanthan, canthaxanthin. In fact, they're sold as a supplement to take before you go out in the beach to the beach because they make your skin a golden color. Ooh, there's that stuff you're swallowing getting into your skin again. Vitamin C is another one. Do things to lower your blood sugar. If your blood sugar is creeping up, your blood sugar should be between 70 and I'd say the highest 85. And I think 70 to 80 is really sweet. Some of us run lower. I don't have any age spots at all. My blood sugar in the morning is between 67 and 72. I've been told by two doctors that I have freak of nature blood sugar control. That's not true. I do things. I eat a certain way. I sleep a certain way. I train a certain way. I do things. That's where it comes from. I'm starting to think that there's suspicious food ingredients out there we just don't know enough about. I'd love to see the FDA step up in light of the rate of skin cancer in America. There's like 5 million cases a year. 5 million. Think about things that there's only 11,000 of them. People want to start, you know, a campaign and an organization and rally. 5 million people a year get skin cancer. Depending on what database you look at, 80 to 90% of them are already type 2 diabetic. So shouldn't dermatologists be asking their patients who come in and have a lesion taken off and they find out that it's cancerous, hey, are you diabetic? Yeah, well, you need to fix that or you're going to keep getting skin cancer. Why don't they have that discussion with them? I'd love to see an organization come out and start to examine the photocarcinogenicity of different questionable food ingredients, different artificial, not natural ones, artificial ones. We already know that the polyunsaturated oils seem to cause oxidative stress. Guess which oils don't cause oxidative stress? Saturated fats, the ones that the government tells you not to eat. So the government tells you don't eat saturated fat. Government tells you don't take real vitamin A because it's toxic. I've been saying for years that the government needs to stay out of our pantry because they have no knowledge about what's healthy and what's not. They don't. But I'd love to see photokinetics of foods examined. Take a food ingredient and put it out under the sun and see if it turns into a carcinogen, a known carcinogen. That's a simple thing to do. And for the fair-skinned person, if you're going to go on vacation, load up on real vitamin A and carotenoids and astaxanthin and canthaxanthin and vitamin C. And if you want to even cross over to the dark side, try a little melanotan too. It's just 25 to 50 micrograms a day. Start 2 or 3 weeks before you go on vacation. You'll actually have a tan when you get there. That's what melanotan 2 was created for. I don't know if people realize it. I think everybody thinks that Melanotan 2 was created for those of us who just want to look really good with a tan all year long without having to lay in the sun. For those of you who don't know, Melanotan 2 is actually a very powerful form of melanocortin-stimulating hormone. That's the same hormone your skin produces when you lay in the sun that makes you tan. But that hormone leads to the production of five other hormones that have profound health benefits for your body. In fact, stimulating the melanocortin receptors has been just shown to be able to push the progression of Parkinson's disease back. You think the sun isn't good for us? We evolved for over a million years under the direct exposure of the sun. The sun actually influenced who we are today. But then dermatologists tell you stay out of the sun and rub all this artificial crap on your skin instead. And people are still getting skin cancer. Don't be afraid of the sun. The sun is good for you. But do the things that make you and the sun get along better. Don't blame your skin cancer on the sun. Your skin cancer is because of your crappy diet. And that's shown in science. Don't argue with me about this because your doctor doesn't think that. There was a time when doctors gave people mercury for syphilis because they thought it cured it. Oh, yeah, it cured it and cured everything else. It ruined your brain. You were fixed everywhere then. If the sun caused cancer, unequivocally, it was the cause. Everybody who gets in the sun would have cancer. We wouldn't have this discussion. We would have died a million years ago from skin cancer. If RF caused cancer, everybody who has a router and a cell phone would have cancer, but they don't. Which you have to ask, so what else is playing out here? And the one thing that is for sure is that people who have no vitamin A in their skin get cancer. Skin cancer. Diabetics get a higher rate of skin cancer. They have crappy diets. And by supplementing with carotenoids and vitamin A and vitamin C can actually protect you from getting skin cancer. So that's it, folks. Stop allowing people to lie and tell you that skin cancer is caused by the sun because it's not. And now you know, and now you can protect yourself and your family. And go forward and teach everybody else too. Thank you for listening to me today. This was fun, just me, but we'll have guests tomorrow. I promise you won't have to listen to me drone on again anytime soon. See you tomorrow.